人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市长的候选人，也是华盛顿州的参议员 Bob Hasegawa 长谷川先生。欢迎 Bob。
小袁 just have a brief introduction of you and please say hi to all the listeners from the Chinese Radio Seattle.
I'm Bob Hasegawa and I am the state senator for the 11th Legislative District. So that's the west side of Beacon Hill, the Soto Valley, almost all the city of Tukwila, almost all the city of Renton, and unincorporated King County going out towards Maple Valley.
Okay, thank you. 刚才呢 ，Bob 也是跟大家打了个招呼，然后他做了一个自我介绍。他说，他是华盛顿州第十一区立法会的参议员。然后刚才他也提到，他这个他所在的区呢，包含西雅图的这个 Beacon Hill， 然后 Soto 附近，然后包括 Tukwila 和 Renton， 还有这附近的一些都是他所在的十一区所辖的范围。
长谷川先生呢，也是我们西雅图地区华人社区的老朋友了。那我们非常高兴看到他能够出来竞选西雅图的市长。那我们想知道，那个爸爸您是为什么想要参选西雅图市长的？
We're honored to have you coming here in the Chinese Radio Seattle, and as an old friend in the Chinese community, we are really happy to see that you are running for the mayor of the city of Seattle. Why do you want to run?
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to actually be here. I appreciate the invitation. So I'm running for the mayor of Seattle because I have seen how the leadership in Seattle seems to have gotten disconnected from the community itself. So I've seen decisions being made at the top that drastically impact what's going on in Chinatown, in the International District. And there does not seem to be much accountability for those decisions that are being made, like the Navigation Center and others.
Thank you. 刚才呢，这个我们的嘉宾长谷川先生啊，他刚才说，他之所以想要刚才小袁也说了，他跟这个中国社区的联系非常的紧密。他说他之所以想要竞选西雅图的市长呢，他是觉得其实现在的这个西雅图政府的领导力方面有一些断层，比如说上层可以做一个非常大的决定来影响下层，来影响后面底层人民的生活的这种决定的时候，并没有与大家商量，或者他觉得这个程序上有一些问题。比如他刚才举了一个例子，就是说现在在 Chinatown 的这个 Navigation Center 就是一个很好的例子，就是生活在 Chinatown 附近的民众或者在那里做生意的人根本就不知道这个事情要发生，但是呢这个上层就做了这个决定，所以他觉得现在这个西雅图市政府的领导力方面有一些和民众之间的沟通不是很好，有一些断层。
我想知道一下现在竞选西雅图市长有多么激烈。就是我相信很多我们西雅图的人民啊，就是都知道这一次西雅图市长的竞选是空前的激烈，因为现在有21个候选人。那么我想知道那个 Bob 您在这个竞选当中是一个什么样的地位，就是有没有获胜的信心。
So we heard that for this year the election is really intense. We have 21 candidates
yes.
for the mayor of Seattle, and it's very competitive.
Right.
Do you have confidence in your campaign?
I do have a lot of confidence in my campaign. I have so much confidence that I think I can win without having to do any fundraising. I think people are so disgusted with how money seems to dictate all the decisions that are being made. So I want to give people hope that we can recapture our democracy back from big money and put it back in the hands of the people.
Thank you. 刚才长谷川先生说他其实对自己的竞选非常的有信心，嗯，因为他觉得他就算没有很多的这个募集竞选的资金他也可以赢，因为他觉得现在他也看到我们的民众对于金钱可以决定竞选结果的这种现象呢非常的反感，他想要大家知道就算没有后面这些大财团的支持，我们仍然还是可以有民主，然后他还是对自己的这个竞选比较自信。
我听说现在特别是参选西雅图市长的华盛顿州的立法会成员有一条限制，就是因为现在还是在那个立法的一个时期，所以呢在这个时期之内是禁止筹款的。那么在这个禁令之下，您是怎样进行竞选呢？
So we heard that because you are one of the senators from the legislative district, so you have some restrictions regarding fundraising that you are barring from the fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
But how's your campaign under this restriction?
So that restriction actually was one of the reasons that I did decide to run.Because people cannot accuse me of taking money from special interests. And I think that it mobilizes people who want to see money taken out of campaigns and can actually get involved with a winning campaign without using big money. So I am very confident that we can do this because I have quite a bit of support.Popular support from the people out there.
Thank you. 刚才长谷川先生说，其实刚才小袁提到的这个限制，就是不能募款的这个限制，正是他想要这次想要参选的理由。因为呢，如果是这样的话，人们就不会觉得他从这个参选的过程中、募集款项的过程中得到了什么特别的好处。然后他刚才也说了，他还是比较自信，他有很多的这个民众当中有很多的支持者，所以他觉得这个也许总结一下，就是说，也许他觉得这个限制并不是一个限制，而且是他的一个而是他的一个这个有利的因素吧。
我们知道现任的西雅图市长穆雷，他因为遭受到那个诉讼的原因，宣布退出连任。市长的那个竞选活动，那么我不知道爸爸您是不是因为如果那个现任市长他继续连任的话，你会不会也出来竞选？
So we heard the news that the current mayor of City of Seattle Ed Murray has dropped his campaign for re-election because some of the accusation.And Xiaoyuan's question is, if Ed Murray didn't drop his re-election, will you still run for mayor of Seattle?
Actually, I was still planning on running. I had made the decision to run before Ed Murray actually dropped out. I didn't think he would drop out, tell you the truth. I thought that he would stay in it and want to prove that his innocence by staying in office. But it got to a point where I think the politics in the U.S. generally has gotten so bad and people feel...They look at what's going on politically and say, gosh, you know, it's out of control. And I think the root problem has been the money in the system. So I thought it was time to step up and really show that the people really have the power and we can defeat money in politics.
Thank you. 刚才常谷川先生非常坚定地回答了小袁的问题啊，他说是的，就算这个现任的市长穆雷没有之前没有退出竞选，他也肯定会竞选，因为他其实是在穆雷市长宣布退出之前就已经宣布参选了。其实他说他其实当刚开始在宣布参选的时候也他听到这个新闻的时候也不觉得穆雷市长会退出。他以为穆雷市长还是会继续他的竞选，然后证明自己是清白的。但是他刚才总之他刚才就是说就算穆雷市长就是他参选的这件事情并没有受穆雷市长这件事情的影响。他刚才也说呢，其实他觉得因为这件事情想到他觉得美国的政治现在政治状况非常的不好，人民也会觉得现在政府和政治都非常的失控，所以呢他觉得这个问题的主要的关键点就在于现在是金钱在掌控的政治，所以他觉得是时候站出来要证明大家权力不在钱的手里而在人民的手里。
我们知道现在21名参选西雅图市长的候选人当中有几位是应该是很有希望能够进入下一轮的，那么包括我们今天在现场的鲍勃哈斯高尔就是长谷川先生，那么还有几位特别是有几位比如说是另一位华州的众议员，还有一位是美国的就是联邦的法官，那么我们想知道那个您对其他的特别是领先的那些候选人相比啊就是有什么优势。
So the next question is, we heard that among the 21 candidates of this campaign, some of them, other than you, some of them, their campaign are looking really good, and some of them are the state representative, the federal judge. And what do you think are your advantages over other leading candidates?
Well, obviously, I think I'm the best candidate.I think I have the most experience in managing multiple departments. I was the head of the local Teamsters Union, and I have been responsible for close to 1,000 collective bargaining negotiations, running a multi-million-dollar organization, and...changing the culture of the organization all at the same time. So I have that experience behind me. But I also... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. 刚才长谷川先生说他觉得在这个所有的21个竞选人里面呢，他觉得他是最符合条件也是最好的一个竞选人，因为他觉得他在这个他之前的工作经历呢给了他非常好的能力来管理不同的来同时管理不同的部门。他刚才也提到呢，他是当地的一个叫 Teamster 的一个工会的工会的这个领袖，然后呢他刚才有提到在这个工会在为工会服务的时候他进行过几千次非常强有力的这个谈判，然后呢他说这个组织呢中间也是会涉及会涉及很多人员很多资金，然后他都是他都可以很好的掌握，然后他觉得他不仅很好的管理了这个工会，然后他也可以为工会这个包括工会的文化创造很多不同的改变。
So if I can continue, so I feel like I have the most experience and I have been very successful in managing multi-million dollar organization. But I also feel I've been an extremely effective legislator in the Senate and the House of Representatives, passing many important pieces of legislation that benefit our community.
Thank you. 刚才常武川先生又补充啊，他说，他 他其实他刚才有提到他在工会的工作，然后呢他觉得他在管理这些非常大型的组织的时候有非常好的经验，然后呢他因为他现在是在任的华盛顿州的州参议员，他在进行参议员的工作的时候呢也给他带来了非常多的经历，包括通过一些对于人民来说非常有利的非常重要的法案。
那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整。505集团公司总裁来辉武教授祝您早睡早起，身心健康。这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
不管是娱乐或美食 ，Great American Casino Des Moines 惠富娱乐场绝对是您的不二之选。
坐落于全新新建的酒店内，装修格调尊贵典雅，位置方便，迅步即达。我们也提供正宗的亚洲美食和饮料，由获奖名厨为您精心炮制。
娱乐首选，美食荟萃，尽在惠富娱乐场。地址22406 Pacific Highway South Des Moines， 电话253-263-8808，详情上 greatamericancasino.com。
咱这么大的公司搬家可得选个良辰吉日，
搬家公司一定得喜庆，
找喜悦搬家啊。
别急，我用手机查一下哟，西雅图搬家头条显示就是喜悦。
喜悦搬家提供家庭、公司和全美的长途搬运，你看网友评了，工人厚道，不乱收费。
喜悦搬家，您搬家的第一选择，让您的乔迁之喜喜上加喜。电话2068868686，2068868686。
老上海新天地，为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆，上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地。电话4254532828，4254532828。
老公，咱该换车险了。我们同事家选了奥家保险，服务态度好，安全有保障，听说还特别划算，一年能省343块呢。
奥家保险代理，车险防险为您一家保驾护航，详情请咨询2068184133，2068184133。
你是否正考虑雇佣承包商翻修你的家？雇佣有登记信息的承包商保护你的权益。华盛顿劳工与工伤保险服务部在批准登记前，会先确认承包商具备责任保险之类的必要条件，如此一来，项目出问题时你就能得到保障。如需了解承包商是否完成登记，请拨打2065152797，2065152797，请求接线和你语言共通的人员。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图市长的候选人，也是华盛顿州参议员 Bob Hasegawa，长谷川先生。那么长谷川先生呢，他正在竞选西雅图的市长，特别是在这个议会这个立法时期，有一条禁令，就是现任的议员、立法会的成员不能够进行竞选的筹款活动。在这种情况下呢，长谷川先生依然还是站出来要竞选西雅图的市长。他说他要向人们证明，现在是人民决定了政治，而不是金钱决定了政治。他相信人民的力量，人民的力量能够打败金钱啊。那么 仓谷屯先生呢，他是在运行一个草根式的一个竞选，就是没有金钱，没有筹款，没有那个政治现金，所有的捐款都没有。在这种情况下，他依然在进行各种的竞选活动，而且呢，他在21名参选西雅图市长的候选人当中是领先的。那么刚刚那个仓谷屯先生他介绍这个自己是草根的一个情况呢，我们也联想到他的背景啊，他确实非常的草根，因为他是二战时期，就是因为日本轰炸美国的那个珍珠港事件之后，在日本的就在美国的日本人都被关进了集中营，那么仓谷屯先生的父母呢也被关进了集中营。他是出生在美国的，但是父母呢不幸在美国遭受过这样的苦难啊。那么我们很想知道，那个仓谷屯先生，您父母的这段经历对您的影响是怎样的？
So as a grassroots candidate with no fundraising, no big money in your election, and you are still leading in the election, and for the word grassroots, you really worse the word because you are son of the Japanese American World War II in Caceres. So what do you think your parents' experience have influenced on your life or future career?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that whole experience formed what I am today. My parents, my uncles and aunts, grandparents, and the entire Japanese American community was put in American concentration camps during World War II just because they were ethnically Japanese. So that instilled in me a real consciousness about how precious our freedom and liberties are and how we always have to fight to protect them. So that is what I am today, is to fight to protect our democracy and our liberties and freedom.
Thank you. That's very impressive. 刚才长谷川先生说，他之前呢，父母和他日本的很多家人都被关在集中营里面，仅仅是因为他们是日本裔的。他说这个所有的经历呢，都对他影响非常的大，因为这样的经历他才变成了现在的现在这么优秀的自己。刚才他说正是因为这段经历呢，才提升了他的意识，他明白了自由和民主是多么的重要，所以呢他现在要站出来为人民的自由，为这个整个社会的民主做一些贡献。
So if I can add just a little bit to that, because of that community experience that the Japanese American community went through during World War II, now we are trying to put those lessons to task, because the Muslim community is under attack in a similar way just because of their race and religion. So the Japanese American community is the first to stand up and defend the civil liberties of the Muslim community here.
Okay, thank you. 刚才长谷川先生补充说，因为这段之前的一些经历，就是刚才小袁提到的，二战的时候在美国的日本人集中营的这个事情呢，所以说刚才长谷川先生说，尤其是日本的这些日本人现在的群体，一定要在这种事情上受，一定要在接下来处理这种类型的事情上要接受教训，因为现在呢，我们也知道，在美国的穆斯林群体也在受着当年日本人群体之前受过的一样的伤害，仅仅是因为他们的种族和他们的宗教，就在美国受到了这么多歧视，受到了这么多的伤害和威胁。刚才长谷川先生说，正是因为这样，日本人的群体才第一个站出来说，我们一定要保护穆斯林的群体。
我们知道长谷川先生的第一份职业是 UPS 的货车的司机，那我想知道你有没有读过大学？
So we know that your first job is UPS truck driver. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And Xiaoyan's question is, have you ever, what is your education background?
Did you enter university?
Yeah.
I was at the University of Washington studying physics, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turned 21, I became eligible to drive commercially. So I decided I could make more money driving a truck, mm-hmm. a good union job with top wages, medical benefits, pension, mm-hmm. All of that. I could make more money doing that and plan for the future than I could if I was a physicist at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the University of Washington, went to work full-time driving for UPS. Then I got involved with the labor movement, because when you're working at a big company like that, you really appreciate the need for a union, strong collective union voice.
Thank you. 刚才陈武春先生说，他其实之前是在华盛顿大学学物理专业的，然后他21岁的时候呢，拿到了可以开这个商业用车的资格，然后呢，他觉得这个他当时在 UPS 这个工作啊，其实是一个可以有医疗保险，也可以有养老金的这个工作，所以说他就开始了他的第一份职业，也就是 UPS 的这个卡车司机。他说，对，就是，
对他，他后来也就是加入了那个工会，也为工会做了一些事情啊。
嗯、
那个张古川先生，你有没有想过，作为一个卡车司机，未来也能够成为州的议员，甚至有可能成为这个市的市长？
So when you were the UPS driver, when you were young, have you ever thought there's one day that you will become the senator of the Washington State, or someday you will become the mayor of the city of Seattle?
Never thought it for a second. This is all coming as a total surprise. But, you know, you follow the path that life lays before you, and you make choices, and hopefully you make the right choices, and I think that I have.
Thank you. 刚才商务川先生说他其实之前在 UPS 开卡车的时候从来没有想过自己会过上现在这样的生活，走上现在这样的职业的道路。这个他说生活的路上全部都是惊喜。其实他说生活的路上呢都是各种选择，他觉得他也每一步选择他也都是做对了的。
If I could add just a little bit though, because you asked earlier, Cheyenne, about my education. So,you know, Japanese parents always had very high expectations, and I know that I disappointed them when I left the University of Washington. So I ended up going back to school. I got a labor studies degree, AA degree, because I was really interested in the union. But then later on, I went back and got my BA degree,in organizational and social change. And then I went back to the University of Washington and got my master's degree in public administration.
Thank you. 刚才呢，因为小袁问到了长谷川先生的教育背景，刚才长谷川先生说，因为中国的父母对于孩子的日本的父母对于孩子的这个教育方面是有非常高的期待，他觉得他当时离开了这个华大的物理系，他的父母可能会有一点难过，会有点失望。但是他说呢，他后来得到了一个工会学习方面的学位，然后呢，他后面也拿到了这个 social change， 就是社会改革学习方面相关的一个本科学位，最后呢，在华盛顿大学拿到了公共管理的硕士学位。
太棒了。那我们知道长谷川先生是2004年当选为华盛顿州的众议员。那么您是为什么会想要参选那个州的众议员的？
So in 2004 you were elected as state representative of the state of Washington, and why did you want to run for the state representative?
Actually, I had no intention of running then again.
Okay.
But because I had done so much work, political work in organizing the community, there was a woman named Velma Valoria who was a Filipina who held the seat before me. And when she decided to retire, she was looking for somebody who she trusted with the same kind of politics that she had. So she asked me if I would run, and I thought, sure, sounds like a good thing to do, why not? And so I ran, and because I was a community organizer, I knew how to win, and we won.
Thank you. 刚才长谷川先生说，其实他当时2004年的时候，他当时没有觉得自己有这个意向要去参选州的众议员的这个职位啊，是他因为他之前的工作呢是在工会工作，他做了很多的社区方面的组织的工作。他说他在他当选之前的那个职位是一个是一位菲律宾的众议员。那他退役的时候，他退休的时候。他就想要找一位他比较信任的，然后政见又跟他比较相符的人来接他的班，然后呢，他就找到这个长谷川先生，就问他，想不想要参选？然后他就答应了。答应了以后，因为他觉得，他已经做过很多的社区方面的工作，和人民打过很多交道，所以他知道怎么一来赢得这个竞选。那最后呢，他也是成功的在2004年当选了。
那您当时的竞选也是草根式的竞选吗？
So for your campaign for the state representative in 2004, was that campaign a grassroots campaign?
Yes, that was also a grassroots campaign. Okay. There were 6 people in that first election, and I was able to win.
Thank you. 刚才长谷川先生说，在2004年的这个竞选呢，也是一个草根式的竞选。当时的候选人有六个，最终呢，他胜出了。
那么，
Can I add to that just a bit? So when I went from the House to the Senate in 2012, that was a totally grassroots campaign with no money again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to win because the Senate had promised my seat to a millionaire. And they wanted the millionaire to take the Senate seat so they can get access to his money. So I said, that's not right.So we put together this grassroots campaign, and we beat. I had no money. I was in session just like this time, so I couldn't raise money, but we still won.
Thank you. 刚才长谷川先生有提到，他在2012年参选的时候是从这个众议院选到了这个参议院。他说当时的2012年的竞选也是一个完全草根式的竞选。他说当时呢，这个华盛顿州的参议会已经把这个席位保留给了一个非常有钱的百万富翁，因为他们想利用这个百万富翁的这个资产啊。但是呢，他当时呢，长谷川先生知道这件事情以后，就觉得这样做是非常不对的，所以他决定站出来进行一个草根式的选举，最后呢也赢得了这个席位。
那我们再进一下广告之后回来。
松鼠桂鱼从苏州游到了西雅图，苏州的白斩鸡也飞到了西雅图。坐落在 Bellevue 140街的苏州大红云餐馆，是西雅图地区第一家正宗苏帮菜餐馆，由从厨苏州德月楼的赵师傅亲自掌厨。吃正宗苏州菜，请到苏州大红云餐馆，电话425-641-6011。
苏州大红云餐馆江南菜，味道好的不得了。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么，我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门， 每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台《美国故事》栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图市长的候选人巴巴哈斯嘎瓦长谷川先生。那长谷川先生呢，他是一位日裔美国人，他父母呢曾经在二战的时候被关进了集中营。那他自己呢是曾经是卡车的司机，2004年开始在华盛顿州众议员担任议员，2012年呢当选为华盛顿州的参议员。那我们很想知道，那个长谷川先生，您参选西雅图市长有没有什么主要的政见？我相信西雅图现在这个城市越来越受到国际的关注，那么也有很多的问题。那我们想知道您的主要政见是什么。
So since the rapid of the population increase in Seattle, and Seattle has become more and more important in the US, so as one of the candidates for this election, what is your opinion on the development of Seattle?
I think it's wonderful that Seattle is really entering world-class status, but at the same time, it's not doing a very good job of managing that growth. We have to really get serious about building enough housing so that there's not such a huge scarcity, which is causing the great increases in the cost of housing here. People are being forced to leave Seattle because they can't afford to live here anymore.
刚才长谷川先生说，其实现在看着西雅图发展这么好，他也觉得非常的高兴。但是他觉得呢，其实西雅图现在的这个管理情况不是很好。首先呢，他觉得我们应该在西雅图呢应该建足够的房子来控制一下现在西雅图的房价，因为现在确实西雅图的房价涨得非常的快，也有很多人就是因为在西雅图买不起自己的房子，然后离开西雅图。
So in Seattle, a lot of people don't know it, but we have close to 4,000 students in our school district who are homeless, and here we are in a world-class city, one of the wealthiest cities in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. There is no excuse to have 4,000 homeless children. So we have to take this job seriously, and it boils down to financing. And I have a plan to finance this whole project without raising taxes by creating a publicly owned municipal bank.
长谷川先生还提到呢，其实可能我们不知道这个数据，但是确实西雅图现在有差不多4000个无家可归的孩子。因为我们也都知道，美国也许是全球最有钱的国家，然后西雅图呢又是几乎也是美国当中最有钱的城市啊。我们觉得这个如果有一个这么有钱的城市有4000多个无家可归的孩子的话，非常让人不可接受。然后长谷川先生说，如果他作为市长的话，他对于这个就是这个城市的经济方面，他有一些自己的见解，比如说他想要建立一个公共拥有的银行。他想要因为现在有很多政见说是要提高这个西雅图的收入税，但是呢他不太同意这个意见，他的意见是他想要建一个公有的银行。
我知道，就是现任的市长穆雷呢，他是要通过加税来解决这些西雅图面临的问题，包括无家可归者的问题。那么西雅图呢也因为对抗川普总统的一个就是接纳移民的这么一个政策特别是穆斯林国家移民的政策有可能会被停止那个联邦的经费。那么在这种情况下，如果您继续 西雅图接纳就是世界各国移民跟那个总统的那个命令相左的话，经费联邦经费又没有，又不加税的话，你这个经费问题应该是怎么解决的？
So we know that the current mayor of Seattle, Ed Murray, he proposed to add taxes to solve the current problems, like the homelessness problem. And the Seattle is probably facing the cancellation of the federal funding because we insist of being a sanctuary city. If you are the mayor of Seattle, if the federal fundings are canceled and you don't want to add any tax, how do you want to solve the financial problem?
So I think we're collecting plenty of taxes already, and in fact, that's adding to the problem of why people are being forced out of the city and not able to afford to stay in the homes that they own. The city keeps going to regressive taxes to resolve problems, and the people of Seattle are good people. They want to do the right thing. And so every time the city proposes a new tax, I think people want to solve the problem and vote for it. But in the process, they're taxing themselves out of their own homes. This public bank will be able to generate revenue for the city without raising taxes, but it will also provide immense financing capacity to build public housing and to deal with these social issues head on.
Thank you. 刚才呢，常务川先生说，其实现在西雅图已经收了很多的税了。然后他说，现在也是税越来越重呢，也是现在人们在逃离西雅图的一个其中的一个原因。他说呢，在其实西雅图人都是非常善良的人，也非常想要做有利于人民也有利于自己人民有利于人民也有利于政府的事情。刚才常务川先生有提到呢，如果他当选了这个西雅图的市长之后呢，他已经他不会通过加税来解决问题，因为他觉得现在这个税已经非常重了，已经给人民造成了非常多的压力。刚才也提到说，他想要在西雅图创建一个西雅图市公共拥有的银行，因为这个银行呢可以为西雅图市的人民、西雅图市政府带来一些利润，然后我们可以用这些钱呢来解决问题，比如说刚才小袁提到的这个无家可归者的问题以及一些其他的社会问题。
So Cheyenne and I were talking earlier about public banking and how we note that it's standard practice in the rest of the world, just not in the United States. And I think Cheyenne was mentioning that
in China,
every city has its own public bank. And that's how they can afford to develop their economies, because they control their own money. It's not going to Wall Street or I don't know what the equivalent of Wall Street in China is, but the people get to retain control over their own money.
Okay. 刚才常务川先生说，其实在做节目之前，他也跟我们聊了比较多有关于他的这个公共的银行的想法。刚才呢，小袁也告诉常务川先生说，其实在世界的很多其他的国家，这个政府公有的银行非常的常见，尤其我们也知道在中国呢，几乎每个城市都有自己城市公有的银行，所以呢这个公有的银行对于城市的这个发展非常的重要，因为人民可以掌握自己的这个税收，自己掌握自己政府的钱财，而不是把这些钱全部都流去了这个华尔街，所以他觉得他的这个共有银行的这个想法非常的重要。
我们也要必须提一下，就是常谷川先生呢，是我们华人社区的好朋友、老朋友。在我们西雅图华人社区各种活动当中，都能见到常谷川先生的身影。那我们想知道，您为什么在繁忙的日程当中还能够这么支持我们华人社区呢？
So you are old friend with the Chinese community in Seattle area, and you are very active in all the events that are held by Chinese community. So you are a senator of the state of Washington, so we assume that you're really busy. But why are you still supporting the Chinese community and participating in all the events?
Well, I grew up in the Chinese community. I grew up on Beacon Hill, and I'm actually living in the house I grew up in. And a lot of my friends, well, I had a lot of Filipino friends also and Chinese friends. There weren't so many other Southeast Asians back in the day. But Chinese community is my community. I grew up in it. So, you know, I love it like my own community.
Thank you.
Thank you. 刚才常武春先生说，因为他从小到大都是在这个 Beacon Hill 地区长大，他现在也住在那里。因为大家也都知道 Beacon Hill 也是一个比较大的华人社区，所以说呢，他一直都觉得其实他非常的喜欢华人社区，他从小就在那里长大的，他觉得华人社区就是自己的社区。
那我代表我们华人社区感谢陈国川先生。那么我们华人想要支持我们自己社区的这么一位候选人的话，应该能够做些什么呢？就是特别是在这个有禁令的时期能够做什么？如果禁令解除之后，大家能不能向您捐款？
So how can Chinese people from this community support your campaign, especially under this restriction? And what can we do after the restriction?
Thank you for asking that question. I have committed to do my best to give people the means to prove that we can defeat money in politics. But with that commitment on my part, it will only work if the people rise up and support my commitment and register to vote and actually do vote when the ballot comes out. And if you're not a naturalized citizen, that doesn't mean that you can't participate, because me as one person, I just get one vote. But even an undocumented or a non-naturalized person can talk to five people and get five people to vote. You've done way better than just me as one person. So everybody can participate in this, and I'm counting on the community to have my back on this.
Thank you. 刚才常武川先生说，其实他非常感谢华人社区为他华人社区对他的支持。然后呢，他说他的使命是想要告诉大家，我们是可以打败这个金钱在政治中的作用的。他也非常，如果大家想要支持他的话，他非常希望大家同意他的想法，理解他的想法。然后支持他的很好，最好的一个办法呢，就是大家去注册投票，并且在投票的当天，去投出自己宝贵的一票。如果你现在还没有投票权，如果你现在还不是美国的公民，他刚才也举了一个例子，他说其实如果是公民的话，每个人投票他只有一票，但是呢，如果不是公民没有投票权的话，也可以做很多事情来支持他，比如说你可以去跟其他的人交流，去告诉你身边的亲戚或者朋友，这个常谷川先生的政见是怎么样的，然后也希望你跟他们多交流，然后让他们也为常谷川先生投上宝贵的一票。
我们听说您在6月28日有一个活动，那么我们西雅图的华人该怎么参加呢？
So we heard that you have an event on the 28th of June.
Yes.
In China Harbor. And how can the people from Chinese community participate in this event?
Actually, I'm not putting on the event. The community is putting on the event, just to celebrate the campaign.
Okay.
So I think I don't really know what we're charging. It's like almost nothing. We're not going to make any money off of it, obviously, because I can't raise money. So it's just going to be a fun time to celebrate and do some campaigning to make sure that everybody is registered to vote and can take registration forms home to register others to vote and just have a good time.
Thank you. 刚才常务川先生说，其实刚才小袁提到的这个6月28号的这个活动呢，并不是他组织的，其实是这个西雅图的华人社区为他组织的，只是为了想要庆祝一下他的竞选。因为呢，他现在有因为他现在竞选，因为他现在有一些禁令，我们刚才也提到过，他也不打算用这次这个用这次的6月28号的活动来募款，他只是想要大家都过来参与，然后互相交流一下，认识一下，然后他也想要，他刚才也说了一个，就是希望大家可以在一起 have fun。然后呢，他只是想要告诉大家，如果你还没有登记投票的话，到时候一定要去登记投票，然后在竞选当天为他投上一票。
好，我们节目时间马上就到尾声了。今天非常有幸的请到西雅图市长的候选人常谷川先生波波哈斯嘎瓦光临我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。在节目的最后，那个常谷川先生，您有没有一句竞选的口号跟我们听众朋友，让我们听众朋友容易记得？
Can I say one quick thing? BobHasagawa.com.
OK, 刚才呢，常谷川先生也又提到了一下他的网站啊，是 BobHasagawa.com. 然后呢，So 小袁 just said thank you again for coming here. For our show.
Thank you.
And
so
at the end of the show, do you have any like campaign slogan to deliver, or do you have anything to say to the listeners of the Chinese
Radio? I just want to thank you for having me on and giving me this opportunity to share my message with the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 常谷川先生说也非常感谢中国的这个西雅图的华人社区对他的支持，然后他今天也非常高兴可以来到西雅图中文电台的演播室，为大家分享一下他的一些经历和他以后想要做的事情。
好，我们也希望我们西雅图的广大的华人能够行动起来，选出我们自己社区的市长。
So we hope that everyone can register to vote and really vote on that day and to support the people that we want support.
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。